You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this favored Thursday, and we thank God for his favor bestowed upon us as a ministry and also as members within the ministry. Now, scripture says that in God's favor is life, found in Psalm 30, verse 5, and we are thanking the Lord for healing across the ministry by virtue of his divine favor bestowed on us as his children. And so just for about 30 seconds, we are thanking God for healing by divine favor. For the season is empowered by grace, which is based on the scripture Psalm 84 verse 11. For the Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. The Lord will not withhold anything good from you, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Today's title is Patient Enough for Divine Favor. That's the fifth time or encounter with this topic, and under that we have enemies of patience. Probably this may be the third or fourth time we are focusing on the enemies of patience, and understanding and overcoming these enemies is very important for you to be able to be patient enough for divine favor to produce results in your life and in all of us, our lives. Our opening scriptures, just as previously, would be Psalm 37 verse 7, which reads that, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. So do not be envious of the wicked when it seems as if though they have taken the lead and is making you late in life. Don't envy them, because it's the fear of the Lord which is most important, and definitely is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. So just be patient. Take your time. Isaiah 40 verse 31. Our next opening scripture is, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So waiting upon the Lord, being very patient and waiting for what God has in store, is going to take you very far. You will run and not grow weary. You will walk and you won't faint. You will be able to prosper in the long term. And it's not just about financial prosperity, but prospering all around in the name of Jesus, and experiencing enduring prosperity. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit promises. You inherit promises because of your patience in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Enemy number three is doubt. Enemies of patience. Enemy number three is doubt. Doubt is a feeling of uncertainty or a lack of conviction. A feeling of uncertainty or a lack of conviction. And this feeling or lack of conviction has caused many to be impatient, not waiting long enough or to inherit promises. So looking at doubt, we are looking at some key things about doubt. Now, doubt undermines our faith. In Matthew 21, verse 21, Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. So that portion of scripture, it's a continuation of the story where Jesus had cursed the fig tree the day before. When he found no fruits on it, he just spoke curses upon the tree, and the tree withered. Okay. Doubt would not pass that route the following day, because what if I pass there and the tree I cursed, nothing happens? It's probably even bearing more fruit. Then what would these disciples think of me? And so doubt is always looking at alternative outcomes to what it expects, and therefore will not even engage the principal, but find other ways. So doubt would not pass that route. But Jesus passed there again, and surely the tree had withered. And he says that if you can have faith and you say to a mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, it shall be done. Not just speaking to a tree, but bigger and mightier things. Once you engage faith, it can be done. James chapter 2, verse 24. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she received the messages and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So saying that you believe is not good enough, you must act on what you say, and you must not doubt. The moment doubt comes in, it undermines faith and there would be no action. Rahab believed that what she had been told by the spies and what she had heard about the children of Israel, it was real, and that their God was a mighty God. And once they came there, there was no hope for her. So she positioned herself strategically and she believed what they said, and she was saved because of her faith. So if you have faith, you must not allow doubt to undermine it. The second thing is that doubt destabilizes our walk with God through fear. In Matthew 14, 29, we read, and he said, come. And when Peter was come out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? So you see that Peter began to sink the moment he began to doubt. Doubt destabilizes our walk with God through fear. When we engage or we allow doubt, we begin to fail or fall in our walk with God. In John 11, 16, then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. Now this Thomas, when Jesus was going to raise Lazarus, this Thomas was saying that, let's go. In case it doesn't work, we'll all die with him. But after Jesus had been arrested, crucified, and resurrected, and he died and he resurrected again. And when he came and Thomas wasn't there and the others saw him, when they told him that Jesus had resurrected, listen to what this Thomas again said. The other disciples in John 20, 25, the other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe it. In summary, I will only believe after I've seen these things. Okay, so you see doubt here seeping into the man's mind. Earlier on, the same man who said that, let's go and die with Jesus. Now, the same man is doubting. That is for us to realize that doubt can come as an attack in our minds at any moment, and we ought to watch out. We ought to constantly engage with the word of God. Had Jesus been with them within those times and hadn't died, probably if a lion was coming, he would say, oh, let's face the lion with Jesus and die with him. But because Jesus had not been around for a while, he began to allow doubt to come into his mind. We need to fortify our mind. What God has said or shown in scripture, what we saw yesterday, does not mean today the same word will not apply. It applies every day. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we must not cast away our confidence. What we have seen, the things we learned in scripture when we were children, when we grow and we marry, it doesn't change. It is the same, and we must hold on and remain confident in what God has said. Whether it's winter or summer or rainy season, dry season, whatever. Whether we have a job or we don't have a job, the word of God will forever remain, and we must hold on to it and stay with it and not change or start doubting when it seems that the parameters or certain factors have changed. God's word will be constant and forever remain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, doubt displeases God. We will go, we'll look at the other two consequences or outcomes of doubt in our next meeting. But I believe that you have learned something today. And before we all pray, Romans 8:1 says that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The only way you can walk by faith and not fall to the attacks of the spirit of doubt is through Christ Jesus. After giving your life to Jesus, he lets his Holy Spirit come into your heart, fill your life, and grant you that boldness, that ability to walk by faith and not doubt any longer. So please just say this short prayer after me, inviting Jesus into your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I give you all the praise. Today, I stand before you, a sinner, unable to save myself. Please have mercy upon me. Today, I repent from all my ways, and I ask that please come into my heart, be my Lord, and be my Savior from today and for the rest of my life. You are my King. And I bless your name. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Now we are all praying. Please declare after me, dear Holy Spirit.
Dear Holy Spirit.
Quicken me to walk in the Spirit.
Quicken me to walk in the Spirit.
So that I do not fall prey.
So that I do not fall prey.
To doubt and its consequences.
To doubt and its consequences.
Please let me be a living sacrifice unto you.
Please let me be a living sacrifice.
Grant me the grace to patiently wait for you.
Grant me the grace to patiently wait for you.
That you fulfill your purposes in my life.
That you fulfill your purposes in my life.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
You have about 30 seconds. Pray. Thank you that today, that you have said you will do. Thank you for the grace to believe in you, in Jesus' name. Let's thank the Lord with a song of worship.
info@goldmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Go Music. Stand out with God.